from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello listener, how are you today? Right now, you got to buckle up, because more information about Indonesia is coming up next, with me, Stefan as well. Make sure to stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at the frequency 3325 kHz or 750 kHz, or you can also listen on our online streaming on voanews.id or the app RRI Digital. And now, we would like to begin the program with the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurates 906 Indonesian Army and Police Youth Officers at the Palace. Indonesia and South Korea agreed to link QR code payments. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated 906 officers of the Indonesian military and the Indonesian National Police at the inauguration ceremony of the military and police officers at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. President Joko Widodo, in his remarks, conveyed he was proud of the military and police officers because they had gone through the education process and had mastered science and technology.
Saya ingin menegaskan bahwa ilmu pengetahuan dan teknologi berkembang sangat pesat sekali. Disrupsi terus berlangsung. Banyak hal yang baru bermunculan yang tidak terbayangkan sebelumnya.
I would like to affirm that science and technology are developing very rapidly. Disruption continues and many new things emerge that were not imagined before. Currently, many disruptions are taking place. Industrial Revolution 4.0 and Society 5.0, digitalization, automation, and artificial intelligence, geopolitical tensions and trade wars, climate change, and energy transition are all taking place very quickly. Therefore, my message to you is that you must always keep up with these changes, must always learn new knowledge and skills, be fast and skillful learners.
Oleh karena itu, pesan saya kepada saudara-saudara, harus selalu mengikuti perubahan-perubahan itu. Harus selalu belajar ilmu pengetahuan dan keterampilan-keterampilan baru. Jadilah pembelajar yang cepat dan terampil.
Moreover, President Joko Widodo inaugurated and took the oath of prospective teenage officers consisting of 417 graduates from Military Academy, 129 graduates from Navy Academy, 113 graduates from Air Forces Academy, and 247 graduates from Police Academy. The president also pinned the rank of Adi Makayasa, or best graduate recipients from the Military Academy, 2nd Lieutenant Infantry Imade Aditya Wahyu Palguna from the Navy Academy, 2nd Lieutenant Marine Muhammad Irfan Sugianto from the Air Force Academy, 2nd Lieutenant Aviator Jovanka Hendiko Arintio, and from the Police Academy, 2nd Police Inspector Theodore Gomgom Oktofarel de Fatima. Indonesia and South Korea have agreed to expand cooperation by linking QR or Quick Response Code payments through the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between Bank Indonesia and Bank of Korea on Monday in Penang, Malaysia. This collaboration will facilitate QR code-based payments between the two countries, including payment system operators. This was conveyed by the Governor of Bank Indonesia, Perry Warjio, on Monday. According to him, the collaboration will support transactions between citizens of the two countries to encourage digital economy and finance, given the high number of tourists between the two countries. Next, we have Indonesian Villages Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration Minister Abdul Halim Iskandar, who called for collaboration between villages and relevant parties in marketing appropriate technology to ensure such innovation technique. This was said by the minister at the 25th Nusantara Appropriate Technology Exhibition in Mataram, West Nusa Tenggara on Monday. He further said the parties who need to collaborate with villages in expanding the marketing of appropriate technology are regional governments and journalists. The last national news comes from Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Puan Maharani, has stressed the new regulation on online peer-to-peer lending fintech companies prepared by the Financial Services Authority must prioritize community protection. In a statement received on Monday, she said, prioritizing protection is unnecessary. I should say necessary, because the Indonesian community lacks comprehensive literacy on online lending rules, which leads to many people getting trapped and ending up in a difficult situation. According to her, education is an important thing for the community to protect them so they are not trapped in a condition of failing to repay the loan. Now we move to the international news. United States President Joe Biden has defended his rhetoric against Donald Trump and cited why it's important in his first interview since the attempt on his political rival's life. As reported by BBC.com, the president said his campaign had a duty to clearly communicate the threat of a second Trump term, adding that his words were not the ones that needed to be tempered. However, he told NBC's Lester Holt it had been a mistake to have said it was time to put Trump in a bullseye during a private dinner call days before the assassination attempt. Mr. Biden said he meant Democrats needed to focus more on Trump and his policies. Jordan's King Abdullah II received a call on Monday from the newly elected UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, and the parties discussed the strengthening of ties between their countries. As reported by ArabNews.com, King Abdullah congratulated Starmer on his recent election victory and stressed Jordan's commitment to enhancing cooperation for the benefit of both nations and the broader region's security and stability. The conversation also addressed the pressing issue of Israel's war in Gaza, with King Abdullah emphasizing the urgency of rallying the international community to secure an immediate and lasting ceasefire, ensure the protection of civilians, and increase the flow of humanitarian aid to the region. We end the news with the president of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, Jin Lee Kun, who told Governor of the State Bank of Vietnam, Nguyen Thi Hong, in Hanoi on Monday his side will continue supporting Vietnam in implementing green infrastructure projects towards the core goals of sustainability, innovation, and connectivity. As quoted by VOVworld.vn, according to Ms. Hong, controlling inflation and stabilizing the macroeconomy are the steadfast goals of the Vietnamese government, adding that sustainable green economic development is one of Vietnam's main tasks, infrastructure development is also a priority, and the country aims to have 5,000 kilometers of expressways by 2030. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's commentary highlights visit by Papua New Guinea Prime Minister to Indonesia. Indonesia and Papua New Guinea has established diplomatic relations since 1973, 2 years before Papua New Guinea gained independence from Australia on 16 September 1975. To strengthen the diplomatic relationship, Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea James Marape visited Indonesia and was received by President Joko Widodo at the Presidential Palace in Bogor, West Java on Monday. This is the second visit by Papua New Guinea leader to Indonesia following the first meeting in March 2022. Then, President Joko Widodo paid a reciprocal visit to Papua New Guinea in July 2023. During this second official state visit, in addition to exchanging views on the latest situation in the region, both leaders signed several memorandums of understanding at the official bilateral meeting, including on defense cooperation, transport, trade, health, and education. In a press conference after the meeting, President Joko Widodo said that he and Prime Minister James Marape discussed several issues related to bilateral cooperation, the adoption of the Defense Cooperation Agreement, Joint Business Forum, Land Border Crossing Memorandum of Understanding for Passenger and Goods Transport at the Border, Preferential Trade Agreement, as well as Health and Education Cooperation. The President also said that Indonesia is committed to building electricity networks on the border with Papua New Guinea. Indeed, diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Papua New Guinea are very important, especially in the area of security. It is well known that Papuan Terrorist Movement or Free Papua Organization is suspected of using several border areas with Papua New Guinea as hideouts from the Indonesian security forces, and the action of the Free Papua Organization are causing concern among the Papuan people. In addition, crossing the border between the two countries, it is also suspected of raping insecurity in the security sector despite its socio-economic and commercial potential. President Joko Widodo also expressed his gratitude for the visit of Prime Minister James Marape and his delegation, which demonstrates the increasingly close brotherhood between the two countries. Indonesia has previously shown its closeness and concern for Papua New Guinea by providing humanitarian assistance to Papua New Guinea following the recent landslide disaster. The disaster left 670 dead and more than 2,000 people were buried. Well, listener, that was the commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
I'll begin today in history with July the 16th, 1945. The first nuclear test conducted near Alamogordo, New Mexico, USA. Trinity is the name of the nuclear test of atomic bomb in Manhattan Project during World War II. It was a research and development project during World War II to develop the first nuclear weapons. The detonation took place at Alamogordo, New Mexico on July the 16th, 1945. The bomb weighed 19 kilotons and was the first atomic bomb with detonation. The bomb was loaded with plutonium and was of the same model as the one later dropped on Nagasaki on August the 9th, 1945. The explosion left a crater of 3 meters deep and 330 meters wide. The growing mushroom cloud was 16,000 meters high and the shock wave could be felt 160 kilometers away. Until today, this area still contains radioactive elements. Turning to July the 16, 1969, the launch of the Apollo 11 mission. Apollo 11 was the first U.S. manned a space mission to successfully bring humans to moon and return safely. Apollo 11 is one of the NASA's project which was launched on July the 16, 1969 using a Saturn V rocket and arrived on the moon on July the 20th of the same year. At the time of landing on the moon, the spacecraft was manned by Neil Armstrong, Edwin Aldrin, and Michael Collins. And today in history with July the 16th, 1979, Saddam Hussein becomes president of Iraq. Saddam Hussein Abdul al-Majid al-Tikriti was president of Iraq from July the 16th, 1979 to April the 9th, 2003. His power ended after Iraq was invaded by a US-led coalition force in 2003. As a leading member of the Iraqi Ba'ath Party, which advocated pan-secular Arabism, economic modernization, and Arab socialism, Saddam played a key role in the 1968 coup that kept his party in power for a long time in the country. That was today in history.
But to the
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's My Indonesia is on Indonesian President and Papua New Guinean Prime Minister agree to increase cooperation. Indonesian President Joko Widodo received Papua New Guinea Prime Minister James Marape, who was in a working visit in Indonesia at the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java, Monday, July the 15th. During the meeting, the two leaders discussed increasing cooperation between the two countries, ranging from defense, cross-border, trade, health, to education fields. President Joko Widodo said they discussed bilateral cooperation, including the entry into force of a defense cooperation agreement, which was very important to strengthen the security of the two countries. Indonesia also welcomes the implementation of the second joint business forum and the signing of two cross-border lands MOUs for passenger and goods transportation, which are important for improving the economy and strengthen relation between residents at the border. He also reiterated the importance of continuing discussions on the preferential trade agreement to increase trade, renewal of the health cooperation agreement, and signing of education cooperation to strengthen collaboration between Indonesia and Papua New Guinea. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo also emphasized that Indonesia and Papua New Guinea have started cooperation in the field of electricity network development. Indonesia, through PT PLN Persero, has finished building an electricity network on the border of Skow and Wutung. Apart from that, Indonesia is also committed to continuing to support the development of Papua New Guinea and other Pacific countries. The president said that as a strategic partner, Indonesia appreciates the role of Papua New Guinea in increasing cooperation in the Pacific region, and for this reason, he hopes Papua New Guinea can continue to provide support in efforts to increase cooperation with Pacific countries, including the MSG or Melanesian Spearhead Group and PIF or Pacific Islands Forum. President Joko Widodo also expressed sympathy to the people of Papua New Guinea who were affected by the landslide disaster recently and hoped they would recover quickly. That was My Indonesia Today.
Scared to light the dust across your track. That's the only place where you can leave your debt. I'll hold you up and be your way out. And if we burn away, I pray the skies are burned. There's no one to fall on the Sahara.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, Indonesia has a wide variety of traditional cakes in each region. Each region has its own unique traditional cake. From Kalimantan, there is a traditional wet cake called Amparan Tatak. This food is a specialty of the Banjar people. Amparan Tatak cake has spread to various regions where many Banjar tribes live, such as in Central Kalimantan, East Kalimantan, to Tembilahan Riau. Amparan Tatak cake is made from rice flour, coconut milk, sugar, and bananas. The name Amparan Tatak comes from the shape of this cake when served. During the making process, the dough is placed into a container in the form of a large round pan. When it is cooked, the cake is served in the form of an overlay with banana leaves and is tatak or cut when served. Listener, Amparan Tatak cake, which is both savory and sweet, is one of the most hunted snacks during the fasting month of Ramadan. In the past, Amparan Tatak cake was served to the nobility of the Banjar and Daha kingdoms. However, today everyone can enjoy this cake and is usually present during major events by the Banjar tribe. This food can be found in traditional markets in Kalimantan. Amparan Tatak is usually made in a large pan and cut into several pieces. The price of this cake per piece is priced at 5,000 rupiah or less than $1. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Yang tertindas hidup di alam.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, the segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Bali. Di Bali,
which means in Bali. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Baik dipanggang di oven maupun ditungku. Baik dipanggang di oven maupun ditungku,
which means whether oven roasted or stove roasted. This conversation takes place between Chris and the waitress at a restaurant in Bali. The waitress said that both stove-baked and oven-baked chicken betutu taste equally good. Let's listen to their conversations.
Ayam betutu ini direbus atau dipanggang?
Di restoran ini ayamnya dipanggang di tungku. Di tempat lain mungkin dipanggang di oven.
Apakah rasanya beda?
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. We will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after us.
Rasa, rasa.
Which means taste.
Ayam betutu, ayam betutu.
Which means betutu chicken.
Dipanggang, dipanggang.
Which means roasted.
Tungku, tungku.
Which means stove.
Oven, oven.
Which means oven.
Sama-sama, sama-sama.
Which means equally.
Enak, enak.
Which means delicious.
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of chicken betutu, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven, is equally good.
Direbus, direbus.
Which means boiled or stewed.
Restoran, restoran.
Which means restaurant. In the conversations, you hear this statement.
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of betutu chicken is good whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. In this statement, there is an expression.
Baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven. Baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven.
Which means whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. The expression contains a connection between
ayam betutu dipanggang di tungku. Ayam betutu dipanggang di tungku.
Which means betutu chicken roasted on the stove and
di dalam oven. Di dalam oven.
Which means in the oven, which is paired by the conjunction
baik, baik.
Which means whether or both and
maupun, maupun.
Which means or and. The conjunction
baik
and
maupun,
which means whether and or, in the expression connects the parts of the sentence that states how betutu chicken being roasted in the stove and being roasted in an oven, which produces the same quality of taste.
Ayam betutu ini direbus atau dipanggang?
Di restoran ini ayamnya dipanggang di tungku. Di tempat lain mungkin dipanggang di oven.
Apakah rasanya beda?
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Betutu is a Balinese specialty that can be made from chicken or duck. The word betutu means a dish made from chicken or duck meat that is seasoned and cooked in a shell until the meat and bones are tender. The special seasoning gives off a distinctive aroma of spices and can make the texture of the meat tender. Betutu was declared an Indonesian Intangible Cultural Heritage by the Indonesian government in 2017. Let's listen to other examples of the use of the conjunction
baik, baik,
which means whether and
maupun, maupun,
which means or and and, in other sentences.
Saya suka masakan ikan, baik ikan air laut maupun ikan air tawar. Saya suka masakan ikan, baik ikan air laut maupun ikan air tawar.
Which means I like to eat both salted fish and fresh water fish.
Pemandangan bawah laut, baik di Wakatobi maupun di Lombok, sangat indah. Pemandangan bawah laut, baik di Wakatobi maupun di Lombok, sangat indah.
which means the underwater landscape both in Wakatobi and Lombok is very beautiful. Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of betutu chicken is good, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague,
Ofra.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Senandung Rindu or A Song of Longing by Rika Amir and Abdul. The song was composed by Ferry Yeji. The lyrics invite the listeners to sing and dance to the rhythm of Malay Rentak to cheer up the heart. The lyrics also depict a Malay girl who is beautiful with words that captivate the heart. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Senandung Rindu by Rika Amir and Abdul. Enjoy the song.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Terima kasih.